I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to say a few things. One, this is an old episode, so this is episode 56 from pretty much 4 years ago to the day. It's very funny, but every year I'll have a break in June, so I thought this will be my time coming out of lockdown. You know what? Just needed a break. So this is what this episode is. Also, some news about the birthday show, which was meant to happen, that's right, in the past tense, meant to happen on the 26th. That has had to be postponed due to lockdown and like capacity of venues. So unfortunately, you know, with the new rules, Comedy Republic can only have 35 people in the bar there. So we had sold almost five times that. So not good for a show. So the show's going to be postponed, so it'll be later in the year. Means I'm 30 for longer. Means I'm still in my 30s. Doesn't count until we do the 40th birthday show. So you'll find out when they'll be. Hopefully sooner rather than later. So hopefully Comedy Republic will let you know as soon as they get everything sorted. They've got a whole bunch of shows they've got to reschedule and stuff like that. So be patient with them. They're good people. You can always support their club as well, Comedy Republic in the city. They're doing shows, I think, 4 or 5 nights a week. So go down to Comedy Republic and see a very, very good room and some very, very good people running it. Hey, some other shows that are not cancelled though. So Brisbane Comedy Festival is happening July 31st, August 1st. I'm at the Powerhouse, so make sure you go. Some very, very good names dropping in and doing those two shows. So if you're in Brisbane and you came last time, come again this time. We're in a bigger room this time. It's going to be heaps and heaps of fun. So make sure you come along. Hey, Adelaide, I'm coming over there as well. I'm doing the Rhino. So I'm doing August 13 and August 14. So one was with Ben Lomas, is the 14th, and then the 13th, I'm there on my own. So come to both shows. They're going to be different shows, those ones. If you're in Adelaide, love to see you there. Hobart, I'm coming as well. I'm going to be there in the middle of July, so make sure, I'm going to be at Joker's, so hit up the Joker's website for all the ticket details there. I'll also have them on joshearl.com.au, which is where you should go for all shows that I'm doing. Hey, also, if you want to help the podcast, you can become a Patreon subscriber. That's right, every single week I'm doing top five over on patreon.com/dykwia. That's patreon.com/dykwia. This week did a very funny episode with Reed Down. We're talking pet peeves. You'll hear a little snippet of it in the regular feed this week on Friday when I release that. Enjoy this episode. It's very funny. It's got Anne Edmonds, Harley Breen, Geraldine Hickey, and Cam Knight. Recorded 4 years ago when I used to do it at Triple R. It's super funny. I forgot how funny this episode was. I listened back to a few old ones the other day to get some stories and stuff, and this one was like, oh no, this is a really good episode. Anyway, enjoy. Hopefully, I see you back next week with a brand new episode. When I say hopefully, I'm absolutely going to do that. I don't know why I said it like that. Anyway, enjoy this episode. Head to joshua.com.au for all details about what I'm doing. And hopefully, I see you at the rescheduled birthday show. Bye. Hello, and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the picture that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl. And I don't have to do an ad before this because we reached the possible limit. Yay! Thanks everyone who's been donating for the last month. It means a lot. Anyway, let's meet our contestants for today's show. Three of them have been on before, so we don't need any big introductions. So please welcome Harley Breen. Yay! Geraldine Hickey. Yay! And Edmonds. Yay! And joining these legends is a first-timer to the podcast. He shares his name with a Melbourne truck driver.
Ooh.
The managing director at Pure Performance Coaching and a Brunswick-based musician and chief executive officer at Exit Strategy Studios. It's Cam Knight.
Yay!
Exit Strategy.
Exit Strategy. We were just talking about that in the car, weren't we? Exit Strategy for comedy. What's your out, Cam?
At least it's not life that you're talking about.
No. Well, a bit of that. Well, there was some of that. Yeah, it was a long drive.
So, yeah, because the guy's a musician and an executive officer. It seems weird to be both.
Like, he's named himself.
He's one of those.
No
things.
One said you're going to be both those things. He's like, I want this.
All right.
Absolutely.
It's also on Tinder, everyone's a director.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's one of those.
He's an executive officer first, and then he plays in a band second.
Well, on LinkedIn, he's put musician first.
Yeah, of course.
Ooh. Executive officer second.
Would. And he would on Tinder too, yeah. Mark my word.
Oh, mate, that Cam Knight's a loser.
not this one.
That Cam Knight. All
right, let's get into the games straight away. Okay, our first game is called Social Me Media, where I read out a status update from the one of you four, and you have to buzz in and tell me who you think it is. Your names are your buzzers. If you guess correctly, you get a point. But if you're incorrect, the person whose status it is, they receive the point. So you can't buzz in for your own.
Right.
So here we go. First one. Who tweeted this? I get where he planned us are coming from on The Voice, because God sent me here to do comedy about cum, dicks and bums only. Yes, Jez.
Oh, Edo.
Yes, it is.
It was the cum, wasn't it? I knew it had cum.
But you buzzed in for The Voice. Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm often watching The Voice. I love The Voice.
Do you love it?
I do. I love the blinds. The battles, not so much, but He Planned Me were an all-Christian band that were on The Voice. And they refused to play. They've refused to sing any song that wasn't about God. So that's why I got it.
Yeah.
I'm the same with comedy. But
nothing but God talk.
You're only making fun of God in your comedy.
This will seem like a load of quick. Were they islanders?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they love
God.
They love singing in their church. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Well, they're raised on it. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Well, they can see their island is responsible for somebody.
So yeah.
They're excited.
Mm. They did Ain't No Mountain High Enough, I think, in the end. But they even had to be talked into that was about God.
Do you get
an islander, Ain't No Mountain High Enough is where they're going to go when Donald Trump pulls out of this. Sorry, I cut you off.
I was going to say, do you get emotionally involved? Do you tear up?
A little bit, yeah, if it's a blind person or something, you know.
Do you know what she does?
Does she vote?
No.
No.
And I will quite often, as soon as they're finished and while the judges are deliberating, she will sing the same song to find out if she's just as good.
Yeah. Every song. I would love to know if they would spin around. It's my dream to know if they would spin on me. But then I don't want to do the rest of the show. So I'm in a real conundrum.
You just want the spin part.
I just want to know about the spin and then I'm out.
But you can do that.
How?
Just do the spin part and then leave.
No, they have to. They do separate auditions. They do dry auditions to the producers or whatever first, and they get accepted in.
Yeah.
So you'd have to go through a few different rounds.
And they don't have
to spin in the auditions.
Then you're going to have to sign something that says if you spin, you go.
Really?
It's a spin and go contract.
It's a spin and go.
So if they spin, you've got to stay.
I reckon. They wouldn't let you just walk in there and have a spin and then go, I just wanted to see. Thanks, Delts.
Who would you pick? And what song? And
who are the judges now?
Sing?
I don't even. Is this the one?
Delta,
that
Boy Seal, George? Boy George, who isn't very friendly. And. And the one from
Kelly Rowland.
Yeah, from Destiny's Child. Yeah.
I worked on a TV show that Kelly Rowland was a judge on.
Oh.
She was only a judge for 3 episodes, because that's all it lasted.
Yeah, right.
And
because of her judging?
No, it was that big dance show that didn't have any proper rules, and they didn't realise until it already went on air, this doesn't make any sense. Sarah Murdoch came out, and she didn't like her dress that she was in.
Yeah.
And she saw it on the monitor and went, don't like it, I'm going off. And they'd already been like 2 hours overtime anyway, and I was doing warm-up for it, and I had to keep people there for 2 hours while they got all this stuff.
Oh, that's brutal.
And then Kelly Rowland saw that Sarah Murdoch didn't like her dress. She went, I don't like mine. Mm. And she walked off as well. But she waited like in that 20 minutes before there was some kind of hierarchy thing.
Yeah.
I'm the star of the show, but you're the host, but I'm the star, so...
Uh-oh, well, I don't like my hoodie, and neither does Jez.
I never thought that I'd get sucked into those sorts of programs, because, like, when you watch it, it just seems so contrived, right? Mm. But I had to do warm-up for one of those shows, one of the talent shows.
Yeah.
Which one?
Australia's Got Talent.
Okay, great.
And I'd never done any real warm-up before, and I did it, and I was like, screw this, I'll go in. It was for, like, 5 days' work. And I went in, and by day two... I'd cried 5 times, and it was the first guy that I cried on was absurd. Like, he came out on this stage, they were shooting here in Melbourne, And he comes out on this on stage on a horse. Oh, so I'm already feeling for the horse because I'm like, this horse has been sitting back there.
Yeah.
I know what the process is like. It's very nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
This guy gets up and he's a whipcracker, you know, man from Snowy Mountain type. He's got his Dreiser bone on in his hat and all this sort of thing. And he does his sort of act with the horse. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty good horse stuff. Good on you. And then after it wasn't until the interview afterwards that I broke. Because they started asking him questions about the horse and his bond with the horse and all this sort of stuff. And he started tearing up about how much he loved the horse. And he's patting the horse. He's like, I was just like, you know, he's part of me. And I was like, oh, he's part of me. He's part of me, man. And I got sucked in. And I just had, and then just from then on in, any time there was any emotional moment, I was like, horse. I don't know, just a horse. Any horse, now I cry.
I got fired halfway through being a warm-up for
Did
a
you?
Show.
What'd you do?
I just sucked.
It's not an easy job,
mate. I couldn't
mate.
Fake being interested. It was the X Factor. And halfway through, I went, listen, you're rubbish. I'm like, yeah, but so's the whole show.
Okay, question two. New South Wales is sophisticated as fuck until you try and get a whiskey neat after Edo. 10 o'clock. Yes, Edo.
Cam Knight.
No, it was Gerald and Hickey. No one ever did.
I did that because Cam's a New South Wales man.
That's
I got
why
tricked.
I put it in there. See?
Closer. I thought it was a whiskey.
Whiskey, what?
Whiskey. Wasn't there mention
yeah,
of whiskey
there was
in
whiskey
there?
In there.
Yeah. Did you think it was me?
I did, but I'm just not fast enough.
Yeah, I've got to be quick in this game, mate.
I know, you really do. I need a buzzer.
I keep forgetting my name.
Same.
In Harley. In the intro, I almost called you your name on Facebook. That's what I was... that's why I paused there.
How good's Whiskey Neat, though? That I got into that during the festival.
I had
Hello.
A bit of it last night.
I got onto it with Jez up at the Snow.
Mm. Oh,
Jez and
yes,
Thorno.
We did too.
Yeah, it's medicinal, man.
Oh, it's great.
It's very good. Special, and you know, you go into a country pub in Wagga, and you've already had 50 beers, and you like to finish this night off with a nice little whiskey nightcap, and then they go, no.
You've got to have coke in.
They won't let you have it.
You're not you have to have a soft drink with it.
You can, in some places too, though, you can sort of talk them around to just putting the whiskey in a glass and then they'll pour the coke separately.
Mm.
But they have to, for some weird law,
you're
not allowed to have shots.
You would think
they
would look at
you though,
and
go, as a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to make a judgment call here and you're not going to start a fight.
The only thing between you and glassing someone in the back of the head
is 30 mils of shot. Yeah, that's it. You're just
probably
a step away.
About right in my case. Come on, Jess. Okay.
Question three. I just did a poo that made me want to call my mum. Not to brag, I just wanted to know I'm still alive. Yes,
that's
Cam.
That's got to be hard. That is hard.
Yeah, I've got poo-based things coming. It's true. I'm very highbrow.
A poo that what?
Mate, I nearly texted you the other day because I was in such a situation, and whenever I'm in it, I think of you.
And having a poo?
He's pointing at Edo here for the
moment. Sorry, I literally wanted to text Edo in this moment of... Like I was so close to Poomageddon. I just wanted to text Edo, it's happening. It's just in reference to one of your bits, doing a poo. And I was like, I'm going to shit my pants, and I just need Edo to know.
Were you in a meeting or?
No, I wasn't. I was just at the back of the house. I just didn't make it. And then when I did make it, I was like, don't fuck that, didn't happen in my pants. I would have needed a gurney because I was in the
What are you a big eater? Like, because
I'm a bigger drinker though.
And working mornings, you're drinking. How much coffee you're drinking?
Yeah,
because that affects you.
Whatever makes it not look like whiskey.
Yeah.
But I do have about. I'd have about 10 coffees a
that's
day.
Too that's too many, Harley.
Yeah, that's not that's right. You only need to have about six on, max. Yeah. The coffees in the you like a jalapeno.
Well,
don't
I'm
you?
Having five coffees, but they're all double espresso.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Too much.
Too much is
you've
good
already
though.
Got problems.
Yeah, I've got
issues. That's worried.
Speaking of problems, question four.
Mm.
I'm on the Sherry's. Fuck off or ring me for a home
Cam.
Truth about your personality. Yes,
I reckon that's Edo.
That is Edo.
I love Sherry. Have you had it lately?
No.
Nah. Delish.
I'm 4 months sober.
Are you?
Yeah.
I just found this out on the
I haven't had anything for four months. I just did the whole festival season at the start of this year dry.
How are you alive?
It was brilliant.
Have you had conversations with me sober?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I've had heaps of conversations with people that I remember and no one else does. Yeah. It's been a lot of that. Brutal. Mm. But sherry is good. Sorry.
It is good. Fortified wine is good. Yeah. Do you know when you go to the cellar door, at a winery, I always go for the fortified wines, and the guy serving me or the woman serving me, mainly guys though, he doesn't know anything about wines. He just likes sweet stuff. So one guy said, "Oh, close your eyes and try this." And I tried it and go, "Oh, that's nice." He goes, "That's a sherry." I'm like, well, I wanted the fortified wine. Like, give me, I don't want your, don't want your shit stuff.
Last time a guy said that to me, it was cum.
What is the sweet stuff?
I've got the sweet stuff.
Oh, no.
good stuff.
Yeah. Question five. Pretty keen for a ban on musical jam sessions on all forms of public transport. Yes, Edo.
Oh, no. Oh, shit. I thought that was about jazz in reference to something else. Oof. Harley.
It was jazz. You just stopped the first instinct.
What are you doing?
Point there for jazz.
I thought it was about your neighbours in the backyard jamming.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a fan of any jam session anywhere, really.
I don't know why I did that.
Why not? What if it's the next big band?
Do it in your own time, in your own place. Don't be playing music in front of me.
Listen out, you sounded like an old nan then.
Yeah.
Don't you be playing music.
I want a tram though. No good.
I don't even care about live music. People on trams now with their speakers on, listening. Nah. It's like, fuck off. Nah. I don't want to hear it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant they were actually playing musical instruments.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, they were.
But I'm doing a step
separate thing.
Yeah.
And I like it. Well, you should move to Japan because, you know, you're not allowed to answer your phone on the trains.
Oh.
They don't like anything. You've just got to... Yeah, everyone just has to sit there face forward and don't talk to anybody.
I find Japan like Bali for hipsters though now. It's like everyone's going to Japan.
All right, mate. Like, okay. I just had a really lovely holiday in Japan, but anyway.
Good advice.
Okay, question six. Anyone quit comedy yet?
Oh,
Jess, did you answer?
Tough in this room.
No, it was Cam Nye.
During this year's Melbourne Comedy Festival, whilst I was sober.
Okay. Question seven. I'm an idiot.
Cam.
Yes, Cam.
Harley.
No, it was you.
Oh.
You wrote that. No point.
Do I still get the point?
No, you don't get the point.
Do I still get the point?
You're not wrong.
When the fuck did I tweet that?
Not long before anyone quit comedy yet.
You might be right.
This is how much I don't care about social media. I don't even know what I'm tweeting.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
Can Cam gift the point to someone in the room who's his favourite?
Okay, you can hold on to a point, Cam. You can give a point to someone else later in the game. This has never happened. You can do it straight away.
All right, okay, thanks.
All right, here we go.
Has anyone, no one's ever done that before, have they?
No, never.
That's.
Oh, no, someone has buzzed in for their own.
Have they? Yeah, cool. Yeah. No, I don't feel so stupid.
Yeah, okay.
You should.
Question eight. I think food delivery businesses should extend their services to picking up and dropping off a few things from the supermarket.
Harley.
Yes, Harley.
Jez.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Harley.
Very good idea.
It sounds like a great idea and something that you would come up with. It's very responsible.
Do you know what it was? I was just sitting at home one night. I wanted something for dinner, but I didn't want to go to the supermarket and pick up some things to make for dinner, and I didn't want takeaway.
And you're in a real dilemma there.
You know it does exist.
Yeah.
But it does happen. You can get that. As
no, excuse me.
What?
Get immediate delivery from the
supermarket?
No,
you get immediate.
Thank
no,
you. That's no, a problem there, isn't it?
It's always a window. It's always, and they give you weird windows. They're like tradies. They're very vague about it. They're like between the hours of 8 and 1.
And sometimes they'll just drop it off at a locker at a Shell service station. It's like, why is there food lockers here? Have you seen those? Who's got no time for the shops? But
they can walk
down
the servo,
pick up your food locker.
Have you ever done it? The major supermarket.
Delivery.
Yeah. We did it. They use a bag for everything.
It's ridiculous.
It's so crazy.
It makes you feel sick the way they come in and they'll just put like, it's the weirdest thing too. They're not even separating stuff that might break.
Yeah.
It's just like, no, those biscuits are in there in their own bag.
Yeah.
And you just get a ton of plastic afterwards and you just sit there going, I'm the worst human being ever.
Is it because they've got a lot of bags and they know that they're about to not be able to use them?
Yeah. So
the home shop is just get rid of these bags and put 10,000 on.
Okay, question nine. Hey, Malcolm Turnbull, they're going to fuck you off anyway, so why not do the things you believe in while you're waiting? Yes, Edo, I heard you first.
Harley.
Yes, you're correct. Yes, point there for Edo.
I remember reading that one.
Yeah.
Harley's
I think I liked that one.
Had a crack at the PM. He didn't respond.
And our last question for the round. Some mums are dead.
Yes,
Harley.
It had to be Edo.
It was on Mother's Day.
That's so good. How did that go? Did it get a lot of retweets?
Yeah, you got a few, and then one person like, yeah, thanks. Thanks for the reminder.
I think I retweeted it. Maybe I favourited it.
It got a lot of favourites. Yeah. A lot of people like it, but don't want to publicly say they like it.
That's your point, though, isn't it? You're thinking of everybody.
Yeah, some mums are. It was just some are.
Yeah, that's true, though.
Some mums. You know what?
This is also true. All mums will die.
Exactly. Mm.
That's grim.
So, then the round, the scores are Edo on 1 point, Harley on 2 points, Jez on 3 points, and Cam also on 3 points.
And one up my sleeve.
Okay, this round is called Holiday. It'll be so great. In this round, we hear a story from one of our guests with three possible endings. Now, through a series of questions, you have to determine which one is the truth. If you're correct, you get a point. If you're incorrect, the person whose story it is, they get your point. Today, we're hearing a travel story about Cam Knight. Now, Cam was travelling through Yazd. Am I saying that right? Yazd?
Yes, Yazd in Iran. Yep.
Yazd.
Yeah. When he and his mate who he's travelling with came across a group of kids. But how did they spend the next 40 minutes? Was it A, they hid up a tree as the kids saw that they were wearing Nikes and tried to mug them. They were only saved 40 minutes later when a group of men walked past and helped them. Was it B, the kids had a wheelbarrow full of oranges and Cam and his mate had an orange fight with them, which was only stopped because a group of adults came by and started yelling at them for wasting food? Or C, they recognised their accents were Australian and then started yelling Crocodile Hunter at them. Cam and his mate were forced to recreate scenes from the Crocodile Hunter for the next 40 minutes. A, B, or C. Now, you can ask him as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong. So you have to try and throw them off.
Because he gets the points.
He gets the point, yeah.
You're on right. Who was your mate?
He's a journalist friend of mine, Ben McKelvey, who is the ghost writer he just wrote Born to Fight, which is based on one of the... Mark Hunt, the UFC fighter. And... Nah.
Can he climb a
and
tree?
He also co-wrote. He also ghost wrote Deng's autobiography.
Mark Hunt. Yeah. If you're going to be a fighter, you're going to need a name like that growing up.
Mark Hunt. Mark. Oh, no. Yeah, he's a tank too. God, it's a good book. You should read it. So he was just telling me that he was going to go to Iran, and we were at the pub, and with a whole group of mates, and he said, "I'm going to go snowboarding in Iran," and I was like, "Oh, bullshit! There's no snow in Iran. You can't go snowboarding. That's bullshit." And he's like, "No, you can." And I said, "Fine, I'm coming."
Excellent.
And then and he said, "All right." And then I yelled across to Belle, who was there, just going, "Belle, I'm going to go to Iran with Ben." And she's like, "Okay." And I just held her on that.
And Belle is Cam's partner. And,
yes. Yeah, that's my wife. And she let me go.
How long ago was this?
This was, I reckon it was probably about...
Pre-kids?
8 years ago.
Yeah, pre-kids. Yeah. Shut up, dickhead.
It was probably about 8 years now, I reckon.
And
yeah.
Did they get the oranges from the tree, a tree nearby, or the shop?
They'd found them. Mm. They just found them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Just lying around.
Yeah, yeah.
How big was the wheelbarrow?
It was just like a normal wheelbarrow.
What colour?
I don't know, like wheelbarrow colour, like a metal wheelbarrow.
How did the croc hunter come up?
Oh, because they just bloody... Okay, so when you're travelling in Iran,
there's
only a few things that people notice about you. One was that I have blue eyes, and I got that quite a lot. Yeah. Like a lot of men... Okay, so one time I was trying to cross this road, and I was like... crossing the road is really intense, and you've just got to step out and follow a local. And so I followed a woman out in the middle, and it's like Frogger. There's trucks and cars and motorbikes, the odd log, it's weird. And then you get out in the middle of the... I got out in the middle of the road following this lady, and this cop behind me with an AK-47 calls out. And he's like, "Hey, you, stop!" And I'm like, "Oh, shit, it's me. He's calling for me because it's in English. Oh, I'm in a lot of trouble here. Is it because I've followed a woman out and she's unaccompanied by a male?" So I've turned around to face the consequences, and I look at him and I'm like, "What's going on?" And he just went, "You have very beautiful eyes." I'm like, "You could have told me that before across the road, champ." I had one guy in an internet shop as well. He just popped his head over the computer, like just went, "You have beautiful eyes." And like, you get that a lot, and they just follow you around. So men would approach us most of the time and just say, "You have beautiful eyes. Where are you from?" And we'd say, "Australia." And then they'd say, "Ah, World Cup," because they beat us in the World Cup.
Yes.
And they would give us shit about that. Yeah. And then they would start talking about the croc hunter because they're things that they knew. That's the only things that they knew about Australia was soccer and this bloody croc hunter guy.
The kids didn't want to play soccer?
Well, there was no ball. There was nothing to play with.
No, so oranges?
Yeah. Well, I guess we should have just sort of kicked a few around with them or something.
Hit up a tree because they saw they were wearing Nikes.
So both you and your mate were wearing Nikes?
Yeah, like I mean, I'm wearing Nikes now. They're just sort of my shoe of choice. The same right. shoe. So, yeah, they're very comfortable shoe, those ones.
Is that the international?
Yeah, these are, yeah.
Yeah.
Those ones.
Yeah. Can't get them from the shops.
You've got to get them online.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're good to travel in. Because I used to travel everywhere in cons. But I noticed that after I'd walked everywhere, I just felt like my shins were going to explode. So yeah. I upgraded to the Nike.
So they were going
to
steal your Nikes.
They were going to, well...
You went up a tree.
They just kind of... You they just sort me, of... They it? Were very into the shoe itself. We didn't know what they were going to do, basically, because they were sort of... Because of their love of soccer.
Sure.
And sporting paraphernalia, they were really into the swish. And so we were like, well, just back it away.
You couldn't just run?
Yeah, I guess we could have, but there was...
Yeah, the Nikes on.
What's...
Yeah, but we were sort of farting around. It wasn't, like, I don't think it was real. Like, we just sort of were like, get out of here, get out. You know, we're mucking around and then we just sort of shimmied up the tree.
And can you do a bit of crocodile hunter now?
Oh, cool, blimey. Look at the size of that bugger. Oh, my heart. I think this ray's got me.
Right.
Oops.
I've gone on it.
All right.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay, we'll start with Edo. Edo, what are you locking in?
I'm locking in Crocodile Hunter.
Croc Hunter for Edo. Jez?
Yeah, I'm locking in Croc Hunter.
See, and Harley?
I'm locking in Oranges.
Oranges.
Ooh.
A point there for Harley.
Wow. 2 points
yeah.
to Ken.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a lie.
He gave the least details.
You didn't really ask that much about it.
Yeah,
because
it was the truth.
Yeah, I know. We, yeah,
and
we,
also, I feel like I know you quite well. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
He don't have an eye.
That is a waste of food in it. Is that a third world country?
Well, it's not.
They're struggling.
Yes, no, they're struggling. Yeah. But, like, we just walked into, like, because Yazd is like a mud brick city. Mm. All the streets are, like, really high walls. And so you don't really know where you're going. You just pinpoint where you're going by the top of mosques. And we just rounded this corner and it opened up into a square. And yeah, these kids had found these wheelbarrows full of oranges, and they weren't taking advantage of the free food either. They were already having the fight.
Ah, yeah,
excellent.
And one of them nearly hit us, and Ben and I just sort of shared a look, and he's like, you know, how's what?
When
in Iran, and he sort of bent down, and I thought he was just going to do like a friendly one, just a little like uncle, hey, you little shit, you know, one of those. But he fucking bazooka'd this thing at his kid's like fully just chucked
Damn,
it.
And Australia got beautiful eyes. Yeah.
Just missed him. And then everything froze for a second. Like we're all standing there. And then we sort of were like, oh, my God, we're in our own metaphor. Like we're in the Western world trying to take down the little people. And we're wondering how this is going to play out. And then it was just on. And we just ended up having this chaotic, awesome orange fight with these kids,
excellent.
Like piffing oranges at them, taking different vantage points, getting splattered with juice. And yeah, the only reason it stopped is because an actual grown up ran into the square screaming, hey, and we just bolted. Like we just ran down an alley blindly, like, oh shit, we're so going to get grounded. You know, like it was
in a row.
Yeah.
And the funniest bit is that now the US is doing that with bombs.
Yeah.
That is the funniest bit.
Yeah, that's the best bit.
And in the round, the scores are Edo on 1 point still, Jezl on 3 points, Harley on 3 points, and Cam out in front on 5 points.
Ooh, the newcomer.
Cam, do you want to give your point to anyone yet, or you want to hold on to it?
I'll hold on to it, mate.
Okay. Cool. All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah.
Mm-hmm.
A point if you guess correctly, a point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Cam. Now, Jez, while working with kids, found an injured canary in the sandpit. Jez thought she would take it home and be responsible for it. The bird died the very next day. Yeah or nah? You can ask as many questions as you want.
What sort of bird was it?
A canary.
Oh, sorry. Did you say canary?
Yes. But
oh,
that,
shit,
that,
sorry.
That's a good question.
I
maybe
just
she
wanted
wasn't
to
listening.
Double check that. And I mean, canaries aren't that... You don't really see a canary rocking around very often, do you? It's usually like a sparrow or something.
Yeah.
Where do you reckon the canary came from?
Probably from the... flew out of one of the flats nearby.
What was the injury?
It was just in the sand pit.
Yeah, and what was it doing? Was it lying limply, or yeah? But when you sort of found it, had it like was a wing broken? Like it couldn't
fly?
Oh,
not that I could see, but it was just kind of like a baby chick. So it was just kind of, you know, couldn't fly. I don't know whether it was, I couldn't see any, I didn't like spread its wings out or anything, but it was just little and stuff. And I just thought, well,
I'll have that.
Yeah. So it's a baby chick in a sand pit and it couldn't fly. But it's come from a baby canary that
might have fallen out or something.
Out of what?
Out of the flats, like upstairs.
How close were the flats to the sand
pit? We're essentially in the backyard.
Okay, so it's feasible that a baby chick has fallen out.
A baby canary.
It was a yellow canary.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you took it home. Did you put it? And you put it in a box or something?
I put a message up on Facebook saying, "Hey, who's had canaries before? What do they eat?
Yeah,
honey and milk.
Do they?
It's good.
What?
Honey and milk. Where are they getting that from?
Cats. Where are they getting that from?
Yeah. A bit of honey. a bit of honey in the milk and I had it in an old like wash basket. Anyway, I woke up the next morning and it was
gone. Did you sit up with it for a while and monitor it or?
Well, no.
You just left it there with a bowl of milk and honey. So
well, I did what
it
I
could have drowned in what you've left.
No, just a little container.
Show me how big was the canary? Just like
it could hold it in my hand.
It's like the size of a small
size
bowl.
Of a mint patty is what she's doing there.
A little mint patty.
Yeah.
And but do you suppose
if you like.
Do you, golden rough, there you, that's a good description. Yeah. Do you suppose that bird was at flying stage, though, of its life? Or do you think someone chucked it out?
No, I think it maybe thought it could fly, but it was up a bit too high.
Okay.
Yeah, and then maybe it was like a fledgling, let's say that.
And did you post on Facebook afterwards when it died?
Yes.
Get those likes.
Did you tweet? Yeah. Did you tweet like Edo? Some birds are dead. what did you do with it afterwards?
Oh, I think I just wrapped it in newspaper and put it in the.
Can you imagine getting paid to do what you actually love doing? Tell us what those things are, and we'll tell you how you can do them in the army. Go on. Get paid for doing what you love. Search Do What You Love.
Been.
Rough. It's rough. Life's rough.
Yeah. Well, it's dead now.
Yeah.
It's not going to know, is it?
Okay. What do you reckon, Cam?
See, I think that she's sort of playing dumb with me, so I'm almost thinking it's kind
of she's not playing dumb.
Did you meet Jess?
That's an arresting bitch face.
I feel like I'm being led down the garden path to say nah.
So double bluffing.
Like, so I feel yeah, but I feel like it's something that you would do if you found a bird, you would take it home.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I know you would, but now I don't know. I'm torn. Right. Fucker, it's hard.
What are we? What are
I'm
we?
Just
guessing?
Gonna go. I'm gonna go. Yeah.
You are correct. Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes.
Which is good. I have to say, I don't think it would have fallen out of the windows of the flats because, you know, the flats' windows, they don't open.
Oh, yeah, it's very true.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Imagine that. Why, can't even open your
why
window.
Why don't you reckon those bastards positivity have opening windows?
Yeah.
Sorry, are you from a warring country? Why don't you live in the same building together? No, we won't give you any help.
Somebody canaries plopped down in the sandpit.
Yeah, I don't know where it came. I just came out. I was doing the setup before the kids arrived and... Bam, there's a little yellow canary in the sandpit. And I don't know where it came from or why it was there. And I did everything for it.
Except keep it alive.
Yeah. But people say that it was probably already going to die. There's a lot of probably internal injuries. And I probably
stress.
Just...
Also, they're allergic to honey.
Yeah.
Story.
Yeah, babies aren't supposed to have honey, are they?
That might be a lie about the milk.
Story reminds me of a whip cracker in his horse. So to Jez. Now, Harley recently had his kid's parent teacher night at school. Before the interview, Harley went and used the toilet, but accidentally blocked it.
Oh, true.
There's more to the story.
Yes.
He didn't really care, but when he was leaving, another teacher was walking in, and Harley stopped and said, "Oh, it was flooding in there before I got there." I saw some kids running out when I was going in. The teacher said, I know exactly who they were, and went and yelled at some kids on behalf of Harley's shit. Yeah or nah?
It's so plausible.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, mate, I have backed up so many things. It's embarrassing now, though, how many have blocked. Man. And I shouldn't have even thought I could have a go at this one. It's one of those little ones.
Little kids.
Like, not the super mini. There's a super mini at kinder or kindergarten.
That doesn't have a door.
Doesn't have a door. No. That's confronting. Try doing a poo on one of those. And then it's a normal toilet. Until you sit down on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's something odd. Why are my knees at my ears? Yeah.
I've seen those ones. Yeah.
For grade one. Not for big men.
It's very plausible. But it's also, it seems like it's a sweet combo of a lot of other of your blocking poo. Blocking the toilet stories.
It's a compilation album. Yeah.
Well, it's like the fact that this is the absolute truth.
It's a poopilation.
Every show I've ever done, and I've done 10 solos now, has always had a wanking bit and a marijuana bit in it. Unintentionally.
And poo.
And well, there's always poo. There's always poo.
I've got that in mind. My last five, there's been a poo story in it.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Wow. And you've got a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't, and I've got poo stories. Yes.
Well, I remember being on road trip with you. I'm like, I can't do it's my happening. Poo story if I'm going for last.
So let's see if this one is part of the album. I think you might have used the toilet, and I think you might have done a poo.
Mm.
But I'd lose it at the going to yell at other kids, perhaps. Yeah. Because what are kids doing there? Why were kids at a parent-teacher interview not?
We all go in one at a time, parent and child. So it happens. Actually, it happens from about, I think 1 o'clock is the first appointment, and 7 is the last one. Okay. So
definite poo hours.
Hey?
Definite poo hours.
Poo hours. Yeah. Oh, that's poo o'clock. It's peak poo time. So we always try, because you know I'm in a shared care situation, to do it at the end of school time, because that's changeover as well. It happens on Wednesday. Yeah. And so the kids are still left over from school and waiting for parent-teacher.
And when you did the poo and it started to... Mm. Like, what happened? You just kind of... It didn't flush?
The same thing that happens every time I do this. So I lay a... Listen, you're going to want to take notes on this because they're good tips. I lay a bed of toilet paper.
Same.
Then I do poo.
Yes.
Then I... do the wiping. Now, I have to... That's a three-phase... It's a three-phase process, right? You lay the paper, the poo, then do the flush.
Because the splash is
there. You don't want to splash up a
You don't want any splash back.
It's already a mess.
Yeah.
It's a fucking mess, mate.
It's all messy.
Oh,
it's
hello.
All, I know.
You tweeted...
I've done this in a show. I said, look, I'm an environmentalist until it comes to my ass.
Yeah.
And then I'm sorry, trees are going to go. I'm flushable wet ones. I know they're not flushable. I don't care.
Yeah.
There is a mess down there.
And the wet one, you know what? The wet one on your bottom is so delicious. It is so. I'm so glad I've got kids now and they're in the bathroom because they're the last thing that I use now.
Oh.
You start off with the paper and it's like, and then you finish off with the wet.
You know
one
what I
and
do?
You're just like, oh, so nice.
And I might do what I've called the Bidet bullet.
What's that?
Right, so it's like a little, it's like a water bomb for your ass. So you get the wet one and you put a mound of toilet paper inside the wet one and you fold the wet one around it and then you submerge that in a little bucket of water. And then you squelch
it up your butt.
Why you got a little bucket of water next to the toilet?
I take it in.
Bidet bomb.
I was filling up the bucket the other day.
That's an depressing time. All right. Hey, son, not the bucket. That is the shit.
Where do you live?
So Hannah's seen you do this. This isn't a secret shame. This is something in your house that she knows.
I turned around and she's right there, nearly bumped into my poo bucket. And I went, you know what? There's a lot of reasons I know I love it. But being comfortable enough to fill up my butt washer in front of you is one of them.
It's sensational, mate.
That's a whole other story, though, obviously. I didn't have time to do that at the school. I didn't have any bucket of water. So I laid the paper down, did the poo, then just tried to do a quick wipe. Of course, it's a fucking mess. So I used more toilet paper than I thought I was going to use. And then I tried to flush it all in the one go and it fucking blocks it up. And because it's a kids' toilet, they don't have the toilet brush in there.
Yeah,
because
so those idiots are going to
fucking spray
swords.
That around.
Yeah.
So I couldn't poke it down.
Those idiots.
You're the one with the poo bucket.
So did you leave it in an attempt to go and find somebody?
So no, I thought if I went, I wasn't going to find anyone. I want to take care of these situations.
An Iranian adult.
I've got so many poo stories. I was once in an Indian hotel and I pooed in the lobby toilet for 2 days while I tried to fix my own toilet. And then in the end, I had to call them up and went, listen, I've had a go. Sorry. You've got to get in here. So that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to a big person toilet and find a brush and come back and fucking
fill
it through. And then there was a teacher going in and I was just like, oh, those kids. I didn't intend the teacher to then at just before my parent teacher interview go and have a crack at those
and what
kids.
Did, what did she bad say anyway. to the
I didn't
kids.
Hear him, I just heard her, you too, and I was like, what?
At the end he ripped off his mask, he would have got away with it. What do you say, Jez? Yeah or nah?
It seems so obvious that it's a yeah that makes me go nah, but is that just being silly?
Nah, go with your gut, mate.
Yeah.
He did.
What do you reckon?
Just let me look you in the eyes for a little bit.
That's nice.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it.
It's no. Point there for Harley.
You did block the toilet though, didn't you?
I blocked so many toilets. When Josh said that through, I was like, that's plausible. My mates know me well.
All right, now to Harley.
Yes.
Edo had an argument at her gym with another gym user who had brought nail clippers and was cutting their toenails on the equipment. Ooh. Edo told them that was pretty rank and the person said, what, they've got cleaners? And Edo just looked at them and said, nah, you're rank. Yeah or nah?
Why would I even need to ask any questions? It's very at the gym.
At the gym.
How long have you been doing that for?
The gym, yeah, I know. I've had my membership for about a year now.
Which one?
Brunswick, up there. I like to go to the pool.
Oh, I remember the Brunswick bar.
Yeah, see you there.
Right. And you were there, sorry, what time were you at the gym?
It's working. It's really good.
I'm always there during the day, so probably about 11 a.m. or something in the quiet time.
Yes, best
with
time.
With the other unemployed freaks.
That's good. And so this was an unemployed freak, I imagine, was there. You okay? Clearly the gym's working out.
She looked normal, actually. She was just like a sort of 60-year-old woman with grey hair. And I was
that's
shocked.
Normal.
And very manicured nails.
And she had her foot up on the... You say a treadmill?
On the equipment. I just said the equipment.
The equipment. Oh, and she just had it resting up on what piece of equipment?
It was actually just a bench in the pool area. It was a bench in the pool area that she was having a snip of her.
Snip? Okay. So she's got her feet out, and then you thought you'd confront her on
well,
that.
Well, what I did was I went, like, I you know, I'm not a very confrontational person.
No.
But I went past and I went, that's rank, like that, like under my breath. And she went, what?
And then what'd you say? Nothing.
She ran.
See, no, you're not very confrontational.
I don't remember the rest of the story. That he wrote.
That's convenient.
What do you reckon, Harley? What do you reckon? Yeah or no?
Well, that could be a bum steer as well. You know? It could be. It sounds plausible, but I'll go with nah. Let's move this along.
You are correct.
Cam, can I have that point? I need that point. The first half is, well, no, a woman was clipping her nails, right. But it was in the communal bath. Room area of the gym.
In the table.
And just letting it fall on the ground.
Just flicking them. They're just flicking off.
Well, after you're at the pool, your nails are all nice and soft.
Yeah, you might as well have a public snip.
Well, you imagine the stuff that's in the pool that just falls off.
Nah,
don't
you're
be worried
rank.
About those outside.
I was happy when I wrote that. I thought that's something that Edo would say.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah,
you're rank.
I just couldn't remember.
And you like a bit of a confrontation. Remember in Hong Kong when that silly mole was trying to trip us when we came back from the stage?
Yeah.
And her.
Yeah, told her she was a rank mole too.
Well, she tried to trip you off stage.
No, yeah. we had Hong Kong is full of the worst expats, mostly British. And we were, as we went on stage, she was trying to trip us, this girl. Look, I had a go. Ronnie had a go.
Ronnie had a go.
Yeah, we all
Chrissy
had a go.
Chrissy had a go. I had a go.
Yeah. They thought that was really funny.
She was.
So what, you're going to walk past her every time you're going to get up on stage?
Yeah, so it's, yeah, like
going each time she'd put her foot out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some blonde horror.
She was classic Sydney North Shore kind of entitled role.
Yeah.
So yeah, right at the end, you and Ronnie spectacularly took her apart.
On stage?
Yeah.
On stage.
No, no, right in her face. Yeah, right. Yeah, as you were coming back on the curtain call.
Yeah.
Yeah. I booted her leg. I didn't mean to. But I was like, well, it was crazy finish. And so I'm in the run mode because I'm MC to get back on stage. And she's done it again. And fortunately, I didn't trip, because if I did, I would have, like, American History X myself on the stairs to the stage. I just cracked into it.
Good.
She was a real idiot.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So to Edo. Now,
yes.
Cam got expelled from school when he threw a chair out of a window from the second floor. Not only did it break the window, it also landed on a teacher's car and broke their windshield. Yeah or nah?
No. What was your school?
I was sent to a boarding school in Adelaide called Emmanuel College. Yeah, it wasn't my idea.
Were you a country kid?
Yeah, I grew up in a really small country town of less than 1,000 people called Cummins on Eyre Peninsula, which is just about 60, 70 clicks north of Port Lincoln.
Oh, I didn't know that. And so were you trying to be funny or were you angry?
No, I was angry.
What were you angry about?
I was angry at a guy who was giving me shit.
A bully.
And I was just sick of it, so I just piffed it at him.
So you you piffed it at him and then it went out the window.
Missed and went out the window, smashed the window and then landed on the car.
Right. That happens.
And this guy had been, he was a boarder as well, he's from Alice Springs, and he and I had got into a whole bunch of trouble in the past together, and he was that kind of bully that, oh, man, he's just like, I went to my school reunion when I was 27. I didn't want to go because they still invited me even though I got expelled.
Tenure ones, don't go.
Yeah,
don't
and go. I went.
Everyone's the same.
And I was talking to this one
apart from the kids who have dead.
I was talking to one of them and I could just see in his face while I was talking to him just hatred for me. And I was like, oh, sorry, I've just got to pause here, man. Like, are you all right? And he just went, no, you caused me so much grief at school. And I was like, what do you mean? He said, you and Bruce caused me so much pain and anguish with the bullying that you inflicted on me. And I was like, I'm so sorry. You need to know that I was in the boarding house with this guy and I wasn't strong enough to fight him.
Yeah.
And the only way that I could protect myself was to be on his side.
Yeah, right.
So like I just inadvertently just copied him to get through it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so anyway, there was a lot of this sort of passive aggression with that. Like, if you ever befriended, like I went away for one weekend and stayed with a day scholar, which we all called day scrags. And if you did that, you were a dumper and you dumped the boarders. Like, there was this real honor system.
God.
And so like I got back, a bunch of my shit was stolen. They'd stolen all these chopped nuts from the nut sundae for dessert and put it all in my bed. And like they just do all sorts of shit where they just fuck with you. And it's always, your stuff goes missing all the time. And you just, you know, you end up sort of just getting into fights quite a lot and not being the person that you want to be. And I just had the shits with him and he was just, I don't even know what he'd said anymore, but I just fucking snapped and threw the chair at him.
Yeah, right. Well, after that heartfelt story, nah.
You're correct.
Fuck! I really tried really hard there. I really did. I really did.
I didn't even know it's real anymore.
I thought people would be like,
you just bullied people ruthlessly, didn't you? You didn't.
No, I didn't. No, that's actually true. That part of it's true. That was horrible. I did get expelled, though, because of him. I did yell at him. We had to go to study at the school block every night and I got to that point where I'd already been sort of internally suspended once and suspended fully from school for fighting and been given the cane. Anyway, great guy. And I was at the lockers and he was giving me a bunch of shit and I just screamed at him to fuck off. And it was right next to this AV room where they're having a parents and friends meeting.
where I was blocking the toilet.
And all the Lutherans were a little upset that this isn't a manual culture. And that was sort of the last straw.
Where'd you go then?
I had to go back to Cummins.
Oh, nice.
Finish it off there. Yeah, good times.
So then, and then the round scores are Edo on 2 points, Jez on 3 points, Harley on 5 points, but in the lead still on 6 points is Cam Nye.
Yeah. I was going to give you that point now, but I'm not.
Our last round is called Who. I'll read out 10 questions where you guys are the answers to all of them. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name is your buzzer. Say who it is. You can't buzz in for your own. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point off if you get it wrong.
Mm.
Okay. Oof. First question is, who recently found $22 in their washing machine? Who found $22 in their washing machine?
Who?
Yes, Jez.
Yes, Harley.
No, it was Edo. Mm.
Oh, big, yeah, in the little.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, in that compartment.
Yeah,
$22 in there. Yeah.
$20 note and a two.
Oh, that's good.
What's
isn't
in
it?
Your pocket?
I've always got a 20 in my pocket, always.
Oh, what's always. That? Have you been because in I've the been, past?
No, because I've been locked out of the house so many times, and one time I got locked out of the house and had a 20 in my pocket. Saved my life.
Yeah.
So I've always got 20s. In pockets.
Ronnie Cheng says, always have $50 on you.
Yeah.
At all
outside
times.
The wallet.
Yeah, but he's like, I think because he's got a
mental
a fear,
illness.
Yeah,
sorry.
And a fear of shit. A
yeah,
fear of
right.
shitting himself.
Yeah, right.
And so if he shits himself and he's outside, he can go buy a new pair of pants and just burn 50 the evidence.
Oh, he's not going to use the 50 to wipe his ass.
But he is making daily show money. Yeah. Yeah.
When I shit, I wipe it with money.
Question two, who here has chickens?
Oh, Cam.
Oh, yes, Cam.
Harley.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
I knew chickens. That.
How are they going?
You just met the chickens.
I did.
They're doing very well. They're in a brand new house. They're having a great time.
Did you build the house?
Well, no, it's the whole house that we've moved. We just moved.
You moved out of your house.
Moved out of the house into the chicken house. They're doing fine. They need some corralling at the moment because there's shit everywhere.
Do you need to, is there a, when you move chooks, is it like, you know how a cat, you've got to put butter on their paws or something, or are they just don't care?
What do you put butter on their paws?
Haven't you heard that old bloody
fable? No, I have.
You've got to, if you take a cat to a new home, you should put butter on its paws so it can settle in and lick itself.
Oh.
And then it gets comfortable and feels right about the place. That was one of those.
So have you done that, Harley? You sat in there and wanked in
every room. Yeah, I've had a wank in every room.
Get comfortable.
That's the equivalent, the male equivalent to licking your paws.
I just sat down and cleaned myself.
and then anal douched yourself in your bucket. Yep, this is home.
Hey, that's not good. It's good. In. That was all true.
What was it? A bidet bong? Is
yeah, a bidet bong will do. Bidet bong.
All right. Question three. Whose dad openly ranks his kids?
Edo.
Yes, Edo.
Jez.
Yes, it is Jez. Yeah,
correct.
Openly
you
ranks.
You still number one?
Oh, he hasn't done it in a while. I think Dad's...
Maybe he hasn't, just not told you. Maybe he's slipping down.
Oh, yeah.
When you were naughty, would he go, that's it, you're docked? Or...
No, it was more like if you did something good. Like I bought him a camera once for Christmas. And he went, oh, you're going straight to number one.
Nice.
Loved it.
That's great.
Okay, question four. Who has a tattoo of a clan they don't actually belong to?
Edo.
Yes, Edo.
Harley.
No, it's Cam.
Ah, yeah. Harley's You'd got be so right, many tattoos. Me.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to take a point away.
Yeah, you get a point off. Sorry, mate. Yeah. So what's the
I've got this tattoo on my forearm. It's the clan for the Scott. It's the crest for the Scottish clan of Cameron.
And your last name is not Cameron.
It's Knight. Yeah. I was in Edinburgh. I was with my missus. And what I was going to do was get a sleeve tattoo of every country that I've ever travelled to, like a little patchwork of memories. Yeah, what a scrotum. And she saw this tattoo, knowing of my plans, and was like, that'll be your first one. And I was like, oh, okay. Because, like, you know. She approves, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then I was with some Scottish friends. I was like, does it matter if I'm Scottish, not Scottish? I'm not even a part of the clan of Cameron. And they're like, no, there's plenty of other people out there with Chinese or Japanese symbols on their bodies.
Sure.
So go for it. And I was like, all right, cool. And then I got home. And then I found out what Cameron means translated from Gaelic into English.
Mm.
Like it just means crooked, bent, or broken nose. So that's.
Well, luckily you've got beautiful eyes.
It's ridiculous.
Question five. Who recently yelled at some kids playing basketball for not trying hard enough?
Cam.
Yes, Cam.
Edo.
No, it was Jez. Oh. Jez did that. Question six. Who once had a family member heckle them at a gig by saying to another audience member who was laughing, don't, you'll encourage them?
Edo.
Yes, Edo.
Cam.
No, it was Harley.
Oh. Yeah. Jeez, you dug deep to find that story.
Am I on
Where was that from?
That was from an interview you did.
That's right.
2013, I got a dope.
Rough gig.
Yeah, it's great when your deep. Folks heckle, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, it was at my sister's. It was at my sister's wedding.
Oh, I remember that.
I was MC, right. And it was 3 months into being stand-up, and my sister's going, you should MC my wedding. And I was like, oh, probably shouldn't.
No, you didn't.
She came.
You didn't say that at all. No, you went, of course
I'd love to. Yeah. She came to one of my gigs and handpicked the material.
Oh,
she's like,
God.
You should do that and that. Mate, the worst.
Yeah.
So I do it and death, dying, not going well. And at one point I look down and one of my cousins has got a smile on. And I'm like, oh, I'm having a win here. Because the room was five ordained reverends, like federal members of parliament. The stiffest room that I've ever come across. Yes. And my cousin just hit her and just went, oi, knock it off. You'll encourage him. So then I'm like, this is death. And then I'm like, nah, I'm sticking with my big closer. Which was?
A poo joke.
I wish it was a poo joke. Nah, because my sister got married when she was 28, 29, still a virgin, and married to a virgin, very Christian wedding. So I did lip sync to Ben Harper's version of Sexual Healing with an afro on. I stopped the black face. I didn't do blackface. My brother, for no reason whatsoever, dressed in drag as my backup singer. And then he started grinding on our new brother-in-law as I sang Sexual Healing to my sister. So that went well.
That's Christmas now. Everyone got any good? That.
Question 7. Who lasted one day working at the local mechanics?
Who?
Yes, Jess. Yes, you are correct. Ah. Point there.
Thanks, mate. Cheers. Thanks.
Question 8. Who was once almost sued by a fitness company? Yes, Jez.
Harley Breen.
Yes, you are right. Yes.
Extra points if you guess the fitness company.
It was to do with your show.
Yes, it was.
And it was like Zumba.
Yes.
I'll give you an extra point.
Really?
Yeah, so I called the show Let Zumba. And I didn't realise that Zumba International have trademarked Zumba, not just in.
Oh shit!
Edo just vomited.
She's passed out. Edo had a big swim today. She's gone.
Jesus, what are you doing?
You all right?
Where's the bed?
Did you fall off the chair or like?
Sorry.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. They told me I couldn't use their name, so I changed it to Shape Up.
Yep.
Sorry, Albert.
I'm going to go. So let's wrap this up.
They threatened you with a lawsuit.
Yeah, they said sent a cease and desist, and my manager at the time kept pushing the point. I was like, I'm not attached to the name, mate. I don't care about it. I'll change the name. He goes, no, we'll fight back. And then it got to the point where all the guides had been printed, and it was looking like we're going to have to pay them money to use it. I'm like, we're not doing that. Knock it on the head. But then because everything had gone to print, so I changed the name for the posters, but then I had to have a note at the door saying that I was in no way associated with the Zumba brand. And for a great Zumba workout, go to
this door. Yeah,
that's what they wanted. So we just put it up on the door. I'm like, yeah, people will see that. There's no posters around or anything. It's festival times.
Question 9. Who went on a swim track holiday?
Cam.
Yes, Cam. I heard Cam's name.
Cam.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I did. I swam from island to island in Vanuatu.
Sick.
So good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I did. It was a bit mental, actually. I was really sick when I got back.
How many?
Hence why you just vomited a second ago.
It was actually water coming out of our lungs still. how many islands are there?
I don't know. There's heaps. Mm. But we were just near the main, like the capital city. There was a whole lot of little islands around, tiny little islands.
Was anyone absolutely no good at it? Was anyone like,
Well, I was swimming with a whole lot of Italians who call themselves swim explorers. Uh-huh. No, sea explorers. So they just kind of did breaststroke so slowly and looked at every single thing. They were picking up rubbish too.
Well, yeah.
They were like an environmental group.
Playing Marco Polo.
That's nice.
So, and me and the two other Australians, we swam, we'd have to like meet them there like an hour later. So they were a bit... they're a bit on the slow side.
Cool.
Those wogs. Cut that.
And our last question for the game. Who was responsible for the Twitter handle Free Chappelle Corby?
Ooh.
Who was responsible for that in this room?
You really? Edo?
Yes, Edo.
Jez? Is that you that whole time?
Can I just say, I don't know. I just thought it was one of you two, so I wanted to know myself. So at least I know it's not Edo now. Okay.
Not me. No. Is it you?
Is it you, Jez?
No.
No.
Oh. Anyway, no points there for anyone, so don't worry. I just wanted to know.
What a moment.
Yeah.
We were just looking into each other's eyes. Because we've been trolled by that one, both of us. And I was like,
oh, is that the one that you... Yeah, right.
Yeah. There's a free... she was mental. That troll.
She deleted it before I'd gotten onto Twitter.
No, you got trolled by her. We used to talk about her.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Cool. At the end of the game, the scores
are... is this the end? Do you want me to give my point over?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to give it now? Before I announce who
give it,
the scores are?
I'll give it to Edo.
Oh, thank you. Because I think I might have been in minus.
No, you weren't.
Least impact.
All right. So now the adjusted scores are Edo on 2 points.
Nah, thanks,
Jez on 5 points.
Ooh.
Harley also on 5 points. But our winner on 7 points is Cameron.
No,
smash it.
Still win.
Thank you all for
playing
this.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.